Feeling lucky for some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles actions this St. Patrick's Day?
Cowabunga dudes and dudettes, this is the SFiles, and we are celebrating all things Turtles.
From the craziest Irish accents to the hottest TMNT news, including Mutant Mayhem, Mutants Unleashed, and The Last Ronin, we got it all.
But buckle up, it's going to be a totally tubular episode.
Welcome to the SF Files. This is our St. Patrick's Day episode. And we're going to kick it off with some St. Patrick's Day Irish accents. What we're going to do, we're going to read some movie scenes, just a couple here and there. All Irish accents. I got my scorecard right here. You got a couple scenes assigned for each player. Whoever has the best accents, I'm assigning points. You make me laugh. Yeah, I'm assigning points. If you guess the name of the movie correctly, you get bonus points. So, scores potential. It's limitless. It's limitless. Mm. So, do your best. And, yeah, let us begin.
That was the worst Irish accent I've ever heard.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Dislike. This is my ticket to Hollywood, guys. So, make me look good.
Ranking number one.
Conor McGregor.
Guns and Evil Ash. Oh.
Batty O'Brien, ex-Irish assassin.
Wait, am I supposed to read this in Irish, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Everyone's.
His trademark, a superstitious man, he leaves a tiny keepsake from his good luck bracelet. On every victim he kills, Scotland Yard would love to get their hands on that piece of evidence.
Oh, man. Ash, you gotta bring it. He's
Bring it,
guns,
jabroni.
Guns, just came to play.
Bring it.
I see that. Holy hell. My God. All right, Ash.
Aye, they're always after me lucky charms.
Damn, that was good.
Whoa. Dude.
Why is everyone always laughing when I say that? They are after me lucky charm. What?
Oh, damn.
So that's 1-1.
Well, we got Guns with 3 points.
Oh.
And Ash has got 2 points.
Oh. Did we each get a guess at the movie? Or just them two?
Open game.
Can I go first?
Or fair game?
I gotta read it, man. That was so much fun.
That's Austin Powers.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Yes. Yes.
That's Ding. Toilet scene, yeah.
Yeah. Got 5 on the board for Not Cuckoo.
Hell yeah.
How the fuck Guns do you know that? 3 points, Not Cuckoo with 5.
That movie is terrible.
She got 2 points in that.
Yo, we did all that hard work and Kay just jumps in there like
he just,
that.
He just swooped it in. He swooped
yeah,
in.
I did. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. They're always after me, Lucky Charms.
How the hell did you break your board, by the way?
Oh, kids.
I'm sure it was.
That's what he did. He beat his meat to it.
Minarum and Agent K.
Oh.
Blair. Blair and Canadian. The only whiskey is Irish whiskey. Is that a piece of gold I see? Come back, my friend. You may feel some pain. It's a pity I forgot me Novocaine. Now rinse.
You didn't reach over for my tooth.
Oh.
That's all good.
Now rinse.
Oh my god. Oh. Anyone wants to take a crack? What movie this is?
I have no idea on this one.
No idea.
No idea.
Mm-mm.
Now question, is this before our time?
No. I would say it's well within the realm of everyone here.
All right.
Nothing.
3, 2, 1.
Leprechaun. Leprechaun.
Dude. Oh, I was going to guess it too.
Dude, I was going to say that. Leprechaun, but I don't remember that scene. Dude.
Blended Canadian. The only whiskey is Irish whiskey.
The part that made me think of Leprechaun was the tooth part when he pulls it out.
Yeah.
I was like Leprechaun, but I don't remember the first part.
Oh, man, yeah. And I was so close to saying Leprechaun, but you would have guessed which one specifically.
All right, okay.
Manarm's the biggest leprechaun I've ever seen.
Ooh.
Bigfoot con.
Yeah. Next up. Oh, okay. So we got guns still at 3. There you go. K's at 5.
Uh-huh.
Manarm, you got 1 point out of that one.
It's on the board.
Ash at 2. All right. CK, you're next. This is one long scene, and everyone is in it. So.
Yes.
You guys gotta bring it.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
I'm not one to bribe into a man's personal affairs. Exactly.
I thought we were doing Irish, not Indian.
That's Arabic over there.
I must be South Arabian, dude.
Oh my god.
CK's like, do not tell me what to do.
Thank you. Come again.
Oh no.
I'm horrible with accents.
Well, CK made me laugh, so you got a point.
He's on the board.
Yes. But we didn't hear you, so we were laughing over you. Sorry. You have to read it over.
Take two.
Take two. Two, two.
Action.
I'm not one to try to pry into a man's personal of affairs, but exactly how we did that. I wouldn't think you came to be way out here without a horse or a hat.
You forgot the boots.
I'm sorry. Boots or a hat.
Well, my car hose broke down and I buried my boots, and I guess I just forgot my hat.
How could you forget something like a hat? Would you like some water?
Yo, you got like that.
That was good. That was good.
You got like that Marge Simpson accent in Spanish. Like,
oh.
Like, I just saw Marge right now, dude.
Oh, you're wearing a blue hat too, dude.
Oh.
You need to be taller.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah?
You better be marking those points down, boy.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Mr. Eastwood. I'll help you find your blacksmith friend. You can stay the night in the barn, and tomorrow I'll take you as far as the railroad tracks. You can follow him straight on into town. I'll even give you a hat.
That's great, thanks.
Understand? I think you'll find that barn comfortable. I've never had any complaints about it from the pigs.
Seamus, a word with you.
Hey, that.
Oh man! All right,
we're gonna continue.
Yeah. Oh, god damn!
He got it. I thought we were going
to
get a cue, but
we're continue. Okay.
No. He did say fair game. Just shout it loud. I was going to say Back to the Future 3.
What's the movie? And then I was going to answer. Back to the Future. So can we say it now? No, I'm kidding.
Would you hold me? Will you hold him for a minute?
I'll hold you.
This woman accent isn't going to work, so...
Is this a woman?
I don't think it's a woman. It doesn't say woman. It did on the first slide.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is.
It is?
Wait, is it a continuation?
It's still the same scene.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you sure you're not after bringing the curse on this house, taking him in like that? He's such a strange young man.
But I get the feeling about him, Maggie. Looking after him is the right thing to do. That's important.
Hey, buddy.
Holy crap.
Look how the baby takes to him. Little Will never takes to strangers. It's almost as if he is connected to us.
All I see right now is K's.
Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, shoot, dude.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Will. So you're my great-grandfather. The first born in America. And you peed on me.
End scene.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Mr. Aswell. I'll help you find your blacksmith friend. I'll even give you a hat.
Seamus, a word with you.
Oh, that was fantastic,
that
guys.
That was good, yeah. If it were just that second scene, I wouldn't have got it.
Oh, man, you guys made me sweat. I'm laughing so hard. All right. Let's see. Guns, he ended up with. You know what? I'm going to give Guns the best accent of the guys here. So that's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 points for Brother Guns.
Don't tell me what to do.
Do not tell me what to do.
Okay. That's 5 points. Oh, okay. That's 5. And Naram ended up with 3 points in the game. Ooh, man. Evil Ash. Whoa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 5. That's 11.
Oh, short.
Just one Damn. Short.
Short.
CK. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points for CK. Hey, not bad.
More than me.
Last place.
Last place, baby.
The champ.
Last place.
He doesn't want to embarrass us, you know.
Last place. Last place.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Hold him back a little bit.
He's being gracious.
Mm-hmm. Give it a little spin.
See, it says champ on there.
Yeah, there it is.
Beautiful. Damn, look at that.
You can get this at wish.com for like 20 bucks.
Well, then, I give ye the Shamrock Medal.
Shamrock Medal.
You are today's winner. Irish accents for St. Paddy's. Way to go, Brother Guns. Nice.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Dude, when CK started talking, I died.
That was good. CK's was good.
Oh, man.
What's new?
Happy St. Paddy's. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Let's jump into some news. CK, let's go. Let's do it. Welcome to the SA Files, and joining me today, we have the returning OG from the podcast, CK. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Proud to be back and happy to be back.
Yeah. I said turtles. You know, we were texting the other day. I said turtles. We're talking turtles this week, and you said, I'm in. I need to come back and make a triumphant return. Yeah. Turtles. That's your turtles today. Turtle episode. Why? St. Patrick's Day. That's green. Yeah. Green. What is greener than the turtles? Eh? Nothing.
Green, nobody. Green machine.
Naked turtles? All green.
Except, do you think naked turtles?
I mean, they are naked, technically. I mean,
right.
If they're wearing a bandana, does that mean they're not naked?
The bandana.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it really counts as... Well, I mean, it's clothing. Not where it's supposed to be.
If you were walking around just wearing a hat, nothing else, you're not nude?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of the Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it. Oh my god.
You're not completely new, but you're not fully dressed either. That makes sense. You're partially nude.
Partially. Mostly nude.
Mostly nude, yes. That'll work too.
Let's go on to the first article. We got Tales of the TMNT Mutant Mayhem sequel series. They announced this a little while ago, but you know, I didn't think it was relevant enough to just kind of make a segment about it. But we got some Turtles news, so they're here today. Mutant Mayhem. CK, did you watch this movie, Mutant Mayhem?
I did, actually.
What'd you think of it? As a Turtles fan yourself, what'd you think of it? Just a quick summary.
And there's stuff, obviously, I liked and didn't like about it. But overall, I enjoyed it. It kept me entertained or interested, in other words.
Okay, yeah. Different take.
I don't like the story too much, how they changed the story, how they learned to do karate or all that stuff. Yeah. A little different. I kind of like the original when they explained it in part one, the actual movie, I mean.
Yeah, the live action.
Yeah, when you learn from an extra master and stuff like that. I like that one better than the way they portrayed it in the Mayhem one.
Yeah, I agree.
So I thought it was kind of weird. April was a big jump from where I thought we were going to go with it. I was not expecting that. I did kind of like, actually kind of like the way they were portrayed as actual teenagers in this one. You could tell the way they were talking and acting and stuff like that. So I actually thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
They actually went with actual teenagers this time. So that was fun. The one thing, though, Splinter.
Jackie Chan.
Which was voiced by Jackie Chan, which is great. Yes, that's awesome. But in my mind, for some reason, every time I heard him talk, all I was picturing was like Jackie Chan with fur on. Every time, no matter what, I saw Jackie Chan's face on there. Every time he talked. But it was okay. I mean, got used to it, I guess you could say. But yeah, I just couldn't help but see Jackie Chan. Other than that, it was good. The villains, which were a couple of them, well, villains turned good guys, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
They were okay. I was hoping to have a little more of a fight scene with them, with the Turtles, a little more.
Yeah.
They kind of like changed from the dark side to the good side really quick.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there'll be a little more interaction there.
Right.
But it was entertaining. It was fun. The action was fun. And I like how they set it up for the sequel for it, which is pretty cool. At the end.
Yeah. So if you haven't watched it, you should definitely go watch it. I think it was fun. It was a different take. It was entertaining, just like you said, CK. And overall, I did like it. I walked away from the movie theater very happy with it. This new iteration of it, this different telling. It's a new way for the new generation, right? Like, these are the Turtles that my kids are going to grow up with, basically. They're continuing the franchise forward, you know? They're moving forward with this. They got a new animated series on the way based on this Mutant Mayhem movie. And I'm not going to lie, dude, I don't like the art style. It looks very...
I don't know why they changed it from when they had it. It was good when they had it. I liked it.
Yeah, it's... I don't care for it. It looks weird. Like, okay, it took me a minute to get used to the new, the CGI animated movie that they have, like their designs. It took me a minute to get used to it. But, for the movie, it worked. But then this animated series comes out and it looks so cartoony. It looks like something from Nick Jr.
Honestly, looking at it, it kind of reminds me of DuckTales.
DuckTales, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Especially look at Leo. Look at Leo. They look like a duck.
He kind of, well, turtles do have bills, right?
Do they? I don't think they do.
Hey, I got a beat, don't I?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's the first thing that that stands out to me. The character designs and the art style just does look a little weird. Even though it's based off of that movie, it just looks weird to me. I'm not a fan of it. And then if you see it in motion, which we will in a second, I don't like the animation style either, but actually,
it looks like a dog now that I look at it.
Like the way they're moving.
I can't handle this,
dude. I don't know, man.
We're gonna kick.
It looks
their metal box.
Like a comic book in motion, kind of, sort of, which is
seriously
kind of just. I don't know, dude. It does not look right to me.
No, I agree with you now. I definitely want to go back to the original.
Oops.
Not the original, but when they had it for Mayhem. If they wanted to stick with that. Well, they should have stuck with it, actually.
Yeah. Just the way they're moving. Like, look, their motion. It looks very, I don't know, reminds me of like South Park almost. It's
a little bit, yeah. Yeah, certain thing that I saw there did look like it.
It's very minimal. And again, I said it looks like a comic book in motion, which is kind of cool because, you know, the Turtles originated off of comics. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like it doesn't work as a series for me. Like, I've tried watching certain series like that, like X-Men stuff and Spider-Man, you know, in that style, and I cannot
tell. Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, they're like a thing called like Spider-Man and Friend or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they're like they're Spider-Man, some of that, but like little people, I guess you can call them.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen those. They kind of remind me of that a little bit.
It doesn't do it for me. I'm not extremely interested in it, but because I did enjoy this film, I'm going to check it out. Plus, it's supposed to be a continuation of the story. So let me share that
screen. What was Shredder? Shredder in that an animation they did for the Mayhem movie would look really cool.
Oops, wrong one.
I'm pretty going to mess it up when they go to that different animation for it. I messed up a good thing.
I don't know, man. I mean, I get, to a point, I can understand that, you know, that CGI for that they did for the movie, it is very expensive. Mm. So I wouldn't expect that necessarily for the series, but I didn't want this. You know, I wanted, I don't know, I guess a real animated Turtles
film. Go back to the, you know, really OG, you know, the Turtles, mm-hmm. 1 and 2. And 3. Well, not 3, no, stay away from 3. 1 and 2, though.
Yeah. I mean, dude, the original 80s, 90s run of the Turtles, the animated Turtles, what got most of the 90s kids going,
yeah,
that looks 100 times better than what this does. And that looks highly outdated. I mean,
All Finished, there really wasn't nothing to compare it to back then, though, either.
Mm-hmm.
Here we had, like, totally different, many versions of the Turtles. Like, you can compare them to one another now, but back then it was just Turtles. That was it. There was nothing, no other Turtles that they compared to.
True. But, yeah, we're going to slip into some spoilers here. So if you haven't seen The Mutant Mayhem, go watch it. Put pauses. Go watch it. Come back in an hour and a half and finish. Okay? We'll wait.
Okay, go ahead.
Ready? Yeah? You watched it? All right, cool. Spoilers. Let's do this. Yeah, okay. So at the end of Mutant Mayhem, they tease the end credit scene, Shredder. Shredder's coming. He's going to be the main antagonist of the next sequel, the Mayhem 2, right? But before that happens, this series is supposed to take place before Mutant Mayhem Part 2. So it is going to be, I don't know what to expect. This is probably going to be them in school, you know, like interacting with the other kids and seeing what their new life is going to be like. There is some interest there. I do want to know what happens, especially what happens between the main movies. But I'm going to have to muscle through this animation, man. Let's see.
And there's a slight 90s feel to it, I guess, kind of. No, it doesn't hit the same.
So this will be released 2024 in the summer, which, you know, is right around the corner. So a couple of months from now, 2-3 months. So got some time. You got some time. But yeah, this is coming. I'll check it out, I guess. I'll probably crap on it on a review here. Even the way it looks, do you have any interest in this, CK, after watching Mutant Mayhem?
I have an interest, but not so much for, like, the animation than that. I have more of interest for, like, I want to know what happens. I want to see what happens with Shredder and how they're, you know, interacting with everybody in school and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they leave him with a little bit of a cliffhanger. Not cliffhanger, but, I mean, it left me wanting to see more, in other words.
Yeah. In the description of the teaser does state that it will introduce new threats to the Turtles and old allies from the movie will return, though who those threats and allies will be is still unknown. So we could see, I don't know, maybe Bebop and Rocksteady. We could see that Roach is probably going to come back since she's with Splinter. Who else? Gecko. I would be surprised if he does not come back. Gecko.
If he does or does not come back.
Yeah, he was pretty funny in that movie.
Yeah, and I liked him.
I highly doubt Paul Rudd will return to voice him, but I'm expecting Gecko to come back.
Yeah, that's definitely one that I would like to come back.
Let's see. All the four original kids, they're returning for voice acting.
Which was surprising.
That's good. That's really good. Keep it all consistent throughout. Plus, you know, they're teenagers. They're young actors.
Jackie Chan coming back as a voice?
Good question. And the answer is, it does not say here if Jackie Chan will be returning or not. Probably, I would doubt it. Yeah, just because he's Jackie Chan. That's a big name.
Yeah.
And this is a much smaller series. I doubt he'll come back, but who knows? We'll have to wait and see. We'll review it, and I'm probably going to hate it. But
if you go into it, hating it, you're going to be hating it. Go into it with an open mind.
Yeah, definitely.
See what happens. You might be surprised. You never know.
That is true. Next up on the list, we're going to... Mute Mayhem is getting a video game.
Wow.
Same series. So IGN released this report. They got a first look at Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutants Unleashed, which is their new video game based on Mutant Mayhem. Got a couple screenshots in here. And this looks much better than the series does. This already...
looks like the Mayhem movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Leo doesn't look all, you know, Nick Jr. over there. The backgrounds look clean and 3D models, cel-shaded. Well, not cel-shaded, but yeah, it looks very close to what the film was trying to do. And here we got Bebop and Rocksteady are making an appearance in the game. Looks like they're villains. So how are they going to turn? I don't know. Or maybe this is a game based on the movie? You know, before they turn into good guys?
What's the name of the game? Is it called just Turtles? Or what is it called? Like the name of it?
The name of this game, Mutants Unleashed. Huh. So it could be just based on Mutant Mayhem. Didn't really say. Yeah,
I don't think it's going to follow the same storyline or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got Donnie. So it looks like you'll be playing the different turtles, different scenes, different levels, probably.
The multiplayer?
I would hope so. You know, Turtles games are really fun when they're multiplayer.
Yeah.
Okay. The effects look nice. I mean, the background looked nice. Yeah. This, yeah.
Yeah, it looks better. I like that better than the series for sure. Yeah, mall.
Yeah, nice bright colors. I mean, looks good. Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, that's something I'm looking more forward to than the series. Although I'm not much of a video gamer, but I'd still play it if it was available to play.
Yeah, just to, you know, just casually throw it on. Yeah. You know, whoop some foot soldiers, toss them around. So let's see, this is going to be released at the end of 2024, the fourth quarter. So, you know, that's what, November, December, maybe October, maybe September, somewhere around there. No, Christmas holiday. It's going to be released on PS4, PS5, Nintendo Switch, Xbox, Xbox Series, X and S, and PC. It's just going to be everywhere. Turtles everywhere. single player or two player local co-op. Well, there you go. Co-op. You got to play with me, CK?
There you go.
Yes,
we wanted to.
And it's going to play homage to the 2023 film. Here's the official blurb.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutants Unleashed. Unleashed? Is that right? Unleashed?
Unleashed.
After finally being accepted into society and pursuing their dream of attending a regular high school, the Turtles' newfound happiness is abruptly interrupted by a new wave of mutants.
Okay, so this does take place after the movie.
Causing unrest across New York City. Players take control of the four masked heroes, each with their own unique playstyle, as they traverse the sewers and city streets of New York. With an immersive world to explore both above and below ground, and meet familiar faces as the ragtag heroes in a half shell gear up to delight fans at home with their chaotic capers. Players can get ready to order in a pizza, an adventure solo, or team up with a friend in two-player local co-op mode later this year. Oh. As we saw before, there's shots.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, it does take place after the movie. I wonder Well, the series comes out in the summer, and this game comes out at the end of the quarter. So I'm guessing they're going to go in order, right? So you're going to have to watch the series and then play this video game to know the whole complete story before Mayhem 2 comes out. Probably, I don't know. If they're smart, it won't be like needed. You don't have to watch the series, don't have to play the video game to get the full story. But for those who are following like intensely, yeah, that's probably good. That's what you're gonna have to do. I don't know, man. I'm not taking this game super seriously. It just looked like, you know, just to throw it on whenever you're bored and have a little fun with it. So I hope it's not very heavily story based. I don't want to, you know, go into the next movie and be like, oh, there's a huge chunk of information that you miss because you didn't play the video game. You know, that's Marvel's notorious with that. Like, you have to watch their series in order to stay in tune with everything that's going on. I hope that is not the case with Turtles.
Yeah, that'd be a lot nicer to play that way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got to wait and see, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm willing to give it a shot.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, it'll be nice. Be nice to play this, you know, just to, yeah, again, yeah, Turtles video game. Yeah, and you know what? The last few Turtles games, at least the 3D ones, haven't been all that great. Not gonna lie.
I haven't even played them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think, my own personal opinion, Turtles were at the peak, right? 90s. That's when all their games were were great. Yeah. You know, Turtles in Time, which is one of my personal favorites. Didn't you purchase recently, last year, CK, like a anthology for Turtles or something like that? You're showing me that you're playing all the older Turtles games.
Yeah, I was playing actually all of them, and yeah, it brought back, you know, some memories. It was fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
I would like it if they kind of kept it the same way, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
No, those are fun. I'm playing on the arcade a lot. I always hop back and forth the arcade with the Turtle game. Then I was going to play the Simpsons game.
Simpsons games.
Simpsons was fun. I will say that. I remember I'll bounce back and forth between those two.
Well, I'm circle back to that in just a minute. But next on our list, we have Mutant Mayhem 2. We got a few details from the new movie coming out. It's going to be here a little later than expected. So Turtles, this one, TMNT, didn't come out too long ago. I was kind of expecting, or I guess wanting this part two, Mayhem 2, to come out this year, 2024, at the latest 2025. It doesn't look like we're going to be seeing that. They're looking at a release date, October 9, 2026. That is a good 2 years and a half, man. That's a minute. 2 years, 2 years and a half. I mean, dude, that's such a long wait.
I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, I want to see it, right? I want to see what happens next. I want the story to continue. But at the same time, don't rush it. You know,
wait, so what is the series following then?
Place
what
afterwards?
Does Mutant Mayhem 2 then take place from?
So this, Mutant Mayhem 2, I presumably will take place even after the series.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's probably going to be some storytelling that we need to keep up with by watching the series, maybe. Hopefully not too much. But, yeah, Mutant Mayhem, it's a good long wait.
That is a while, man. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, but again, yeah, I'd rather them take their time. You know, craft it, perfect it. Don't rush it. Don't give us crap. You know, yeah. Take your time with it. You know, iron out the bugs, make it look pretty, give us a nice script. Turtles, I'll be happy with that.
Yeah, take it. Yeah, like they actually did that with. Didn't take a long time to do with The Incredibles also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
The Incredibles too. Took them a while, and it came out with a pretty good story. Actually,
I agree.
It was really good. So you know, keep that going with this one. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. There isn't really a lot of details. They're keeping everything under wraps.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, the same actors are coming back, which is great for the movie for sure. I do hope they've changed up April O'Neil's design a little bit. I still wasn't the biggest fan of that. otherwise, yeah, everything looks good, man. Keep the same voice actors. same style going. The style looked good for the movie itself. I can't wait to see Shredder. By the way, he looked awesome. Here we go. Okay. Let's say right there, Shredder. We'll see if we can get a good look at him.
Shoulder looks great.
Yeah, the shoulder looks great. Yeah, that's all they showed in the movie. Just him from behind, but just this small glimpse of him. Like, he looks cool. He looks good. Like, I cannot wait to see what he looks like in full frontal, baby. Yeah, that's what I want. I want to see some full frontal. Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing else here. Which is probably a good thing, you know, keep them in suspense, keep the look.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, which, don't get me wrong, I want to know what he looks like. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if he looks something similar to this one, the way he did in that animated series, like, he looks cool here. He looks updated, he looks threatening, looks like a samurai, he looks like Shredder. I think he looks cool. But,
The little, like, I don't know, not really daggers, but little things, like spikes, things they call them, mm-hmm. come out of his shoulders. They mm-hmm. shape them look almost just like the ones from the original movie, Turtle, the live-action one.
Yeah.
They look just more just like the ones he had on.
Oh, yeah. You're right. The cast, along with movie release date, has also confirmed the titular Turtles would return in masse for the sequel, along with their original voice actors. Yeah, it's just repeating the same thing over and over. Oh, yeah. Well, it's actually an assumption that Jackie Chan is coming back. I guess it hasn't been confirmed, but it would be sucky, very sucky, if he does not come back.
Yes, I would actually go on strike.
If Jackie doesn't come back, exactly. There's no CK.
I'm walking on all things.
What about Shredder? And like, there was no voice for Shredder, but let's cast it right now. Who's gonna cast Shredder?
Who's the guy that did the voice for Thanos?
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin, okay. I think you can depend on how they make him look, though. If he's like one like a big guy, then yeah, go with him. But if he's like a smaller guy, then probably not.
Josh Brolin, that would be an interesting Shredder.
But it's the voice that he uses, would have to work with the size. You can't be like a small Shredder and then have that deep voice. It's like weird.
That is true.
He's like a big Shredder, like a pumped up Shredder.
Super Shredder?
Super Shredder, yeah.
Yeah. That's what they need right there. They need to bring back Kevin Nash. Big, sexy Kevin Nash. Yeah, bring him to reprise his role, Super Shredder. So we're calling it now, SF Files. We want Kevin Nash.
I got him on speed dial, so.
Do that later. Yeah. Okay, great. Perfect.
Remind me, though.
Gotcha. We'll be in touch.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, and we're going to make it happen. Kevin Nash.
Excellent.
Confirmed. Almost confirmed.
Yeah, I'm playing golf with him later, so yeah, I can ask him also.
Did you know that Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he voiced Shredder in one of the series? And he was awesome.
He did? That I did not know. Wow.
James Avery.
Avery?
There we go. James Avery. He voiced Shredder. Oh, it was in the original series. Holy crap. I thought it was a newer one than that. But yeah, in the original 90s run of the Turtles.
Wow.
Yeah, that was him. That's crazy, dude.
Well, we can't do that now. Unfortunately.
Yeah, the original. Yeah, that's pretty badass.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That was awesome. I didn't know that. I learned something new today.
Let's see.
You wouldn't make a choice to be still alive.
I remember. Oh, he did pass away, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about that. Oh, man. That sucks.
That's what he can't do with him. Man, it's just going by your head today. A lot, isn't it?
For real, man. But yeah, I remember watching him on, I want to say it was on the Food Network. It was like when they were competing to make cakes. I forgot what that show is called, but he was one of the judges.
Cake Off?
It might have been. I don't remember what it was. But yeah, I think he was a guest judge. And what the host was like, do the voice of Shredder to voice this cake or something like that. And he started talking. I'm like, oh, it was him. Holy crap. Like that's how I found out that it was him. It was pretty good, dude.
Like, the Food Network, you found out?
It's like, oh my God, Uncle Phil, you're Shredder. Like, dude, it was such a, like, it was a cool, fun moment for me. But yeah, it was pretty cool.
Good times.
Oh, man. But yeah, Shredder. You know what? CK, you're Shredder. Kevin Nash, we're going to step you aside. Shredder, Give me a Shredder.
Shredder or Super Shredder or?
No, just give me a Shredder and then your Super Shredder. Yeah. Tonight I dine on turtle soup. Give it to me.
Tonight I dine on turtle soup.
Okay.
Why do I sound Asian?
A little racist, but
Shredder is supposed to be Asian, right?
He is.
Well, yeah, okay, there you go then.
Yeah, he's Japanese. Okay.
Okay, there you go then.
All right. Just to clear it up, you weren't intentionally trying to do that. That's just what came out.
All right.
Super Shredder. Yeah, Super Shredder. Okay. All right, there's CK. He just got injected with some ooze. You're huge. You're buff. You're very ripped. You got a 20-pack voice.
I'm going to use it on the already something in the movie.
All right.
So then beat it.
I think I misheard you, but I heard you say, I'm going to beat it.
No, he said, so then beat it. I think that's what he says. I'm pretty sure that's what he says. You know, when he, like, super, he, like, picks up Leo?
Yeah. Zong. Yeah. That's right. You're going to kill us all. I remember now. And CK, I'm going to beat it.
That's a whole different movie there.
All right. What do you think with this? Tonight, we dine on turtle soup.
That might work.
It works? Works for you?
Although, it kind of made him sound a little old, though.
A little old? Bebop, Rocksteady, attack! No? Okay.
Right. Yeah, let's go with that one.
We'll go with that one. Okay.
Better than the first one.
All right, now let's see. BB, injected, big, strong, 20-pack. Then beat it. Mm-hmm. I didn't say I'm going to beat it. Like CK. No? Tonight I dine on turtle soup.
You sound like a really bad voiceover for a karate movie.
Oh my God.
You know the voice they do over the...
Well, that's my Shredder. That's why I'm not a voice actor.
Really good.
Let's move on to the next story. that I cannot wait for. Take your time. Yeah, clear, get rid of all the bugs. Don't rush it. Give us a good product. Because, that first one was a banger, I felt like, overall. I also had my complaints with it, but overall, I was very happy with it. Sequel, yeah, I want it, dude. Take your time.
Some turtles.
Yes. The last bit of turtles news we have. Kevin Eastman, co-writer of the original Turtles comics back in the day. He is teaming up with Paramount, and they are going to bring us The Last Ronin, but not how you're expecting. Seek, are you familiar with The Last Ronin at all? You know what it is?
Yes, I kind of know what it is, but not really.
Not really? All right. Well, I'll give you a quick...
I know he was in the Avengers movie.
The what up?
He was in Avengers movie.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far? You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it. Come on. Hit that subscribe. Hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
All right.
That was Ronin. That was no. The Last Ronin. The Last Ronin is a story that takes place in an alternate future. Story is a bleak and gritty, establishing a universe where the four beloved turtles have been taken out one by one. It's set in an alternate future where New York has been ravaged by constant battles under the thumb grandson of the Shredder. Bearing the weapons of all four, goes on a quest to avenge his fallen brothers against Hirojo. So basically, he's got like his own ninja clan, and this last Ronin, the last turtle survivor, is going off against them. And the story, like, there's a lot of stuff that's going on in that present time, but there's also flashbacks of how each turtle went down. And it unfolds the story to you just little by little. And it just kind of, it's really sad when you think about it, dude. Like, because the last turtle, I'm not going to say who it is. You could easily Google the answer and you can find out who it is. We're not going to say here. But the last turtle, it's very sad because he's like tormented by the turtles. Like, he's kind of got that PTSD going where he's like seeing images and hearing the voices of his brother. He sees the ghosts of his brothers and they're all like, oh, you're screwing up. Why are you doing this? Don't do that. You're going to screw up. Oh, you should have died with us. Or, you know, like, it's just torture in his head. And it's pretty messed up, dude. I'm not going to lie. It's very dark. It's very gritty. It's a fantastic story. You should definitely take a read if you have the time. Come check it out. And Last Ronin. This right here, I picked this up a little while ago. It's the collection of all the miniseries. It's a great book. You know, me, myself, I'm lazy. I'm not going to lie. I'm lazy, dude. I don't collect all of them, although each cover would be great. But this right here just has every single story. I'm going to link it below. Make sure you click on that link. We'll get a small kickback, you know, a small little commish. But, you know, do yourself a favor. Pick this up. This is a fantastic story. For the longest time, they were saying, like, oh, we're going to adapt it. We're going to do something with this. Like, I thought there was going to be a movie, or maybe it was going to be like a series or something, right? Like, they were going to give us something. But instead, what they're going to give us is a video game based on The Last Ronin. And there isn't a whole lot of detail. It's being developed by Black Forest. Have you seen that game where you're All Humans Must Die? I think that's what it's called. Where you play the little alien in the spaceship and you're trying
to destroy humans?
Yes, that's what it is. Okay, so they are the guys behind those games. And, I mean, those games were fun back in the day. They kind of don't hold up very well today, but, I mean, they were fun.
I still play. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. And so they're behind this, and they even have this. Let's just play that for you real quick. Black Forest Games revealed this a while ago. Got four candles. Got a Ninja Turtles mask. It's underwater. Something's burning down. Two of these are out of the candles. Ah, yeah. They're describing the battles. That's right. Where each turtle had died. And as you can see, one candle is left. PS5, Xbox, and PC in development. And yeah, man, it's such a good story. This teaser, it didn't show a whole lot. It didn't show any graphics, what they'd look like or anything. But it is going to cover what is presumably the deaths of each turtle. So I would assume and I would hope that they go M-rated with this game. I don't think I've ever seen a turtle property with a, you know, like a mature rating in a game or a movie or TV series or anything. So it'd be different, some different, you know, keep some bloody turtles. And yeah, it wasn't in this article, but I did want the original article. I did read that they're going to do something similar with like what they do with the God of War games. So that could be kind of cool. You know, he's got the four different set of weapons and, that could be fun. Maybe switch and be in mid fight, you know, start with the swords, switch over to the stick, switch over to the size, you know, maybe each weapon can play differently. One's long range, one's defensive, one's, you know, mix it up. You know, I'm sure they can come up with something. It sounds like it could be fun. But yeah, dude, this is something that's definitely on my radar. Again, man. Last Ronin, such a good story. Good story, man.
Well, we should bring Vayner and bring back. That'd be kind of cool.
What's that?
Casey Jones.
Casey. He's actually in this. And the Last Ronin, he's definitely in the storyline. It would be cool if he was a playable character.
Yeah, making like a, you know, a lot of screen time and all that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. So there was another article that I was reading prior to this one. It says that there will be the flashback scenes And in those flashback scenes, you'll be able to supposedly play the other turtles. So you're not going to be exclusively playing as the Last Ronin turtle, but you'll also you'll have a flashback and you'll play the events of what happened in the past. That way you can play possibly as all four turtles, maybe different play styles, similar, but different with each weapon. Play through the story, see how each one went down one by one. And it sounds like it could be a really good story to tell as a video game. Play through it, get attached, shed a tear, maybe four tears. Mm-hmm. See what I did there? Any interest?
I just got that one.
what do you think about this? I mean, just I gave you a quick summary of what the Last Ronin is. Does this shed any interest for you?
Very, 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 very much, actually. It does make a really cool story.
Mm-hmm.
King wants to know what's happening, who it is. And yeah, I think it looks like fun, actually.
Yeah, man.
So I'm definitely up for it.
Yeah, yeah. I did read in this article that Eastman was hesitant to want to adapt this, but he's keeping an eye on this. There was a quote here that Eastman had. Would you care reading this for us, good sir?
Everything I've seen, we've been interacting with the development crew, and it looks like some of the sets and some of the characters have literally walked right off the pages of the comic, Eastman says. So beautiful, so fantastic, and so pretty much every fan of Last Ronin that I've talked to is really seriously pumped. Like, we got to have an older version of the Turtles just for us as a video game.
Yeah, which is very good news. From what that tells me is, they're being loyal to the source. They're being accurate, at least, to the source. Accurate enough to where the creator here, the Eastman, is very happy with it so far. So that's good news for me. I cannot wait, dude. PS5, Xbox, PC, it's going to be everywhere. I think this is going to be a huge game. And I'm all over it.
Can you get me a PS5 now?
Oh, yeah. There you go. And if it's successful enough, maybe they'll adapt this one right here. The Last Ronin, The Lost Years. Yeah, this one kind of felt... I haven't read through this one just yet. Actually, just picked this up recently. But it's supposed to be during the years that... In their first story, the turtle is... he gets whooped, and then he disappears for a few years. He takes off. He leaves the city for a while. So maybe this takes place during that time. What happened while he was away? What was happening in the city? I don't know 100% just yet, but I'm going to read this. And yeah, man. This is like the second miniseries, a collection of all those, right?
Yeah.
And now they had just started a new series, TMNT The Last Ronin 2 Re-Evolution. It is the first issue of the new miniseries, and I actually don't know what this one's about. I haven't picked it up. Dude, it's sold out. It seriously sold out. When I found out about it, I looked it up. It's like gone. It's like, I can't pick it up. But, I will be looking for it. This is a very... awesome storyline, dude, and this is one that I definitely want to keep up with. And also, if you click our link down below, get your copy. That'd be awesome. I'd appreciate you. I'll rub CK's head if you click on that link right now. Come on, go ahead, click it. And thank you right there. I'm just gonna rub CK's head right there because I come through with my promises. It's gonna happen. That hat's not gonna.
That's not going to say. We're just going to. Oh,
right there. Oh, so smooth. A little
sweaty. Yeah.
Do
you have to do it slow?
I have to. It's what they want. It's what they want. It has to be slow. There's another one. Thank you for clicking the link. Thank you. I'm just going to. I'll do it off camera. I'll do it off with the second rubbing of the head there. Yeah. But that is all we got. Turtles news. Hope you enjoyed it.
Kawabunga.
So last week, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth has released. Minaram, you are the only one in the group who picked it up. Not just the regular version. You picked the super secret Cloud Buster Sword edition. Yeah, whoop that.
Sephiroth. It's Sephiroth.
Sephiroth edition. Oh my goodness. Look at that bad boy.
I don't dare open it up because right now it's worth like, I don't know, $800, $900. The statue alone's like $500.
Jesus Christ.
But I picked that bad boy up for $300, pre-ordered it.
God, dude. Sexy.
I don't even know what to say.
I have yet to play it. I'm still working on the first one, on Remake. I got to finish that, but it's definitely on my list. But go ahead, man. I think we're all familiar with the story more or less. I think, maybe. I don't know.
It's a new story. It's a new story. Everything's different. Everything's changed. Spoiler free, because I will not, I'm not going to say any spoilers. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say the opening scene. Oh my God. It is awesome. At the fan theories, I guess, are true. That's all I'm going to say. It's the greatest game ever created. Again. The open world, everything. Dude, it's so good. It's so good. The music's phenomenal. The fights are fun. The switching out party members and everything. Everything's great about the game. There's only like one minor detail I don't really care about, and that's Chadley. If you remember, he's from like the first one. Or
the guy who gives you missions in the VR world or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
He gets kind of annoying here and there, but otherwise, I mean, graphics are amazing. Gameplay's amazing. Chocobos are fun. Watching Red 13 ride a chocobo is out of this world. It's not realistic at all. It's funny. But otherwise, dude, it's a great game. It's a must play. Everyone needs to pick it up. If you're on PS5, get PS5. If not, you got to wait 3 months for the PC version. But otherwise, like I said, the greatest game ever created.
So what you're saying, it was worth the 15 to 20 year wait?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. And this is, like we talked about with the other one, this is a sequel. Everything's different. Everything's changed. I don't know how they're going to tie the next, like, add-on or whatever, third installment. I don't know how they're going to tie that to where, because the director or someone came out and said, oh, it's going to lead up into Advent Children. I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know how or anything. And I hate that movie, by the way. That
movie hate
was,
it?
Dude, it was the worst thing about Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, my heart. My heart.
Are you really saying you liked it?
I thought Cloud in the Dress was the worst thing in Final Fantasy VII.
He looked pretty hot in the remake.
Oh, my Lord, baby Jesus.
Oh, if you know, you know. How about that? But otherwise, the open world is huge. It is so big. Wow. Like, it is massive. And I mean, it takes like a full 30 minutes just to like fully explore a little speck on the map. And there's multiple maps this size, and then you get like fast travel with the chocobos and everything. So they took what they built from Remake and expanded it like tenfold. So that's it. I'm not gonna spoil anything, because I want, don't YouTube it, go buy the game and experience it. But like I said, the first opening scene, it's so big. It's so impactful. It's so crazy that you're probably like, I can't believe this is happening. This is the coolest thing ever.
So the fans want to know, is Tifa worth it?
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, Tifa was worth it in the first one. Come on.
Okay. There you go, fans. You get it straight from Minaro. Straight from the legend, man.
Yeah, that's it. And you got to pick up the game. You got to play it. It's simply amazing.
Yes, I will transform you into a vision of beauty.
Please don't. Not a word.
Not even one?
No.
But you're so pretty.
I broke down. I bought Helldivers. It's phenomenal.
You.
It's phenomenal.
They got you.
Dude, I don't know how you can have like two of the greatest games ever created released in the same month. I don't know how that's possible. The system's rigged.
Well, at least you ain't like Mr. J over there calling in from work pretending he's sick just so you can play the game.
Dude, if I didn't know when my Final Fantasy was coming in, I probably would have done the same thing. Mine came a day late, so it's like, come on, bros. Really?
Helldivers, though? Is it worth the hype? Is the hype really? Is it real?
Oh, it's better than the hype.
Yeah?
Dude, it's...
I told you.
Hands down, the best, like, four-player co-op game in existence. Like, it's not even close. And, wow. I mean, every for the most part, every map, every mission, it's all different, but it's all fun. And it's funny because we tried a Terminator mission and we totally got destroyed. But
we wait, didn't we beat the mission?
No. We had like 15 seconds left, I think, to extract, and only like one of us was left, and we died.
Wow.
But I took my nephew and played a Terminator mission on triple, which is the easiest difficulty. Oh, dude. Non-stop swarms and Terminators and guys with the swords and everything. Non-stop for like 15 minutes. Yeah, we didn't beat it. We got destroyed.
Wow.
Hey,
it's so hard.
Giggity. But
it's so fun.
Hey, how about the mech suits? Have you tried the mech suit yet?
No, not yet. I only played like maybe 3 or 4 times already.
Oh, okay. And for you, a question from Mr. J, BB.
Uh-oh.
Do you have the game yet?
I do not.
Well, I'm sure y'all can game share.
The thing is, Brother Jay was hesitant on buying the game. He's like, nah, I'm going to wait. He said he's going to BB gets it.
He said he's going to wait a year when it's on sale.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
And I ended up like, dude, I picked it up 2 days ago. And he's like, nah, you're full of crap. It's like, nah, for real. And I took a picture of my setup with the TV and the PlayStation. And I photoshopped a picture of the Helldivers onto the TV. I sent it over. He's like, nah, it's fake. The PlayStation 5 is not even on. But I forgot to turn it on. And I was like, nah, man, my kids banged on it. It's a little busted, but it's on. He's like, for real? Man, that sucks. And then he bought the game. So,
dude, legit, it was like a 2 or 3 day conversation trying to convince him to get it.
Oh my god.
Like between all of us.
So there's a funny story though. So I ended up, dude, I bought into the hype. It's taken over the internet.
Yeah.
You jump on Facebook, like you scroll down like a page or two, you know, you have those reels.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere.
Oh yeah.
It's everywhere.
TikTok, Facebook, YouTube.
Yes. I've never seen a game take over the internet like this ever.
Yeah.
And
it's crazy, dude.
So finally I bought that. I broke down, I bought it. I literally got it installed, jumped in, just finished boot camp. I kid you not. I got like 7 invites almost immediately. You know, guns and not cuckle was one of them. another buddy jumped in. He's like, who are you playing with? I'm like, bro, I'm playing with real life friends. Come on. And then another guy's like, oh, dude, you got to join my party. I'm like, holy crap, dude. Everyone on my PSN list is playing this game. I don't understand it. Like, I know it's a great game. It's great. It blows Borderlands out of the water. It's awesome. But everyone is playing the game.
Except for me.
Except for BB. BB's the only one I can't afford it, evidently.
Yep. We're going to start a GoFundMe if you'd like to make a donation, please.
Support the cause.
In the name of democracy.
Democracy.
Make the most important decision of your life. Join the Helldivers.
On March 1st, fans of anime and manga woke up to terrible news. Akira Toriyama, one of the most influential manga authors of all time, has died at age 68. The official announcement didn't go into many details, but it did, however, reveal that the cause of death was acute subdermal hematoma. Basically, a pool of blood between the brain and its outermost covering. Akira, may you rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
Oh. He shall be missed. Rest and all peace. His beautiful anime and manga work. I don't know my person, so I can't say anything about him. So
that was the creator of the Dragon Ball series. He passed away last night.
Yeah, last night.
Is it last night or the night before?
Last night. I think around like 9 or 10 at night when we heard.
Yes. It was last. Dude, my PSN, everybody blew up. I'm like, what? And they're like, oh, yeah, he passed away too early. So I had to like scroll up. I'm like, who the hell are they talking about? And I see the message about the letter. I'm like, oh my god! And that makes sense, though. To be honest, that's why he wasn't like 100% involved with or at least Super. To me, yeah, with Super, he wasn't 100% involved with it. His son took over the last movie. That Toyotaro has been doing Super since the beginning. And it's like that. It makes sense.
Probably been sick, been fighting it, been
for a while
on the ropes,
like a Chadwick Boseman, right?
Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, you know how he was fighting cancer for like 4 years.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of the same thing. He probably been fighting something. That's why he just kind of overlooked it, and that was it. Only read like half the letter. As soon as I saw like the pictures and stuff, and I'm like, oh man, I'm like, yeah, we just lost like a legend. And it wasn't just Dragon Ball. I mean, he did a bunch of stuff. Dr. Slump. And then he did he did all the animation and everything for all the Dragon Quests, or majority of them. That's why they all look like Goku and Bulma. And Chrono Trigger, you name it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, great game, Chrono Trigger. Freaking sucks. Yeah, man. He's there's like no words, dude.
Yeah, it sucks. Came as a shock to everyone. It sucks, dude.
Yeah. Well, rest in peace, man. Hope he.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he was 68 years old.
68 years old, March 1st, 2024. Rest in peace, Akira Toriyama.
Wait, March 1st?
That's what it says. That was like last week.
That's why. We just literally
died like a week ago, and they just released it yesterday?
Huh.
Maybe it's one of those, like, they didn't know how to break it to the world.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. This was New York Times posted on March 8th, which is today for us. And it says here that he died on March 1st. So, yeah, he's passed away about a week ago.
And they broke the news yesterday that he passed away, just so y'all know, March 7th.
What I heard, his family and Toriyama were, like, super private about their private lifestyle and all that. And then they said, like, even to the fans, like, don't send that they won't be accepting any roses or gifts or anything like that. They just want to leave it be and, you know, just mourn by themselves, I guess.
Yeah, keep it private. Yeah, I mean, he's not like a super, like a celebrity, you know, but he is a well-known name all around the world.
Yeah, he's huge when it comes to anime world, the video game world, Japan, you name it. But as far as like the rest of the world and everything else, yeah, most people don't know who that is. But yeah, he's a big guy though. I mean, that sucks.
Yeah, big time. Rest in peace, man.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the next episode of Super Secret Agent K's Super Secret Game Corner. Today we have a fatal five-way between Guns, Super Saiyan, Minarum, Evil Ash, Bogus Bird, and the man, the myth, the legend, CK.
Ooh.
Seeing as this releases on a holiday, St. Patrick's Day, it's not really St. Patrick's Day related, but for you guys, it is going to be a title shot. Ooh. So whoever wins this gets a shot at the title, since it's been like 6 months since y'all can't really beat Minarum. So, taking pity on y'all. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Oh, whatever. Question one. Which of these actors was not cast in the new Fantastic Four lineup?
God damn it.
Pedro Pascal, Ivan Moss Bachrach, Joseph Quinn, or Sidney Sweeney?
I think I'm screwed.
Screwed up. Everybody shout out what y'all got.
I said Pedro.
I said Sweeney Todd. That's me.
Ivan Moss Bachrach.
I did Ivan.
Man.
The correct answer was Sidney Sweeney. She did not get cast.
Damn it, Todd. You said new Fantastic Four?
Fantastic.
I thought the prior one with Michael B. Jordan in that. That's the one I thought. I was like, Pedro, he's not in there.
Nice.
Yeah. It's that element of being quick.
Yep.
All right.
Bull crap.
Let's see. Only Minarum got it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be pissed if she wins again, man.
All right. Next question. Question two for double points. In which movie does the iconic post-credits scene show Nick Fury recruiting Tony Stark in the Avengers Initiative? Is it Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, or Thor?
Dude, who got that wrong?
Oh! Oh!
Who got that wrong?
Everybody shout out y'all's answers.
Iron Man.
Thor.
I said Hulk.
Dude, Iron Man.
The correct answer is Iron Man.
First one.
Hulk is where he shows up to Ross, and he's like, hey, I heard you have a big problem. Hey. No, it's Iron Man 1.
It is Iron Man 1. Yes.
Yeah.
Because he makes fun of him. He's like, I am Iron Man.
Yeah. Okay. I was actually thinking maybe someone was going to pick Iron Man 2, because that's the one where he is like, we want Iron Man, but we don't want Tony Stark.
Mm.
And the question specifically says Tony Stark.
Nice one.
Mm. All right.
That's right. Swirless.
Yeah.
Swirl.
Let's see who got it.
Double points,
we
baby.
We got Minarum at 2,821 and BB at 1,940. Everybody else still sitting at zero.
This is bull crap.
Yeah, I'm about to learn out, man.
Yo, why did beast?
Hold on. How come they changed my nickname?
Wise Egret?
Look, on my phone it says Big Daddy still.
That's all good. Whatever. It's whatever. All right, here we go. Next one. In which movie does Harley Quinn make her debut in the DC Extended Universe?
I don't fucking know.
Is it Wonder Woman, Suicide Squad, Batman v Superman, or Dark Knight? Who got it wrong?
Who
said BVS?
Who said Batman versus Superman?
That'll be me.
She's not even in that one.
No, she's not. She makes her debut in Suicide Squad.
Mm.
All right, guys, this might be y'all's chance to start catching up.
Ooh, I'm on fire, baby. Ooh, is that good? Is that new high score?
Is that a new high score? Yeah. Did I break it?
Did I break the game?
It looks like Minarum's on a hot streak. Ooh. What's going on, guys? Mr. Small Daddy over here still at zero.
You're just jealous.
I'm jealous of what?
You're not even in the game.
Here we go. What is the name of the government agency tasked with monitoring and dealing with metahuman threats in the DCEU? Is it the Justice League, the Watchtower, Argus, or Justice Society?
I don't know.
Oh, thank you, baby Lord Jesus. like a wild guess.
You said Watchtower.
You said Watchtower?
Who said Watchtower? No, hell no. No. I got it right.
That was me.
Oh man.
I was looking for shield or sword, but
DC.
Yeah.
Shield is art.
I think Kay rigs these, man, because he knows I don't know about DC, man.
I got different things in here. Anyways, the correct answer is Argus.
Yeah.
Dying in this one.
Yeah, you are.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Small Daddy moving on up.
Minarum. Thirsty, Minarum?
Yeah.
Let's go get a drink real quick.
No, I'm good, bro.
I'll go unplug at the laptop.
All right, but either way, what's his name? Guns over here moving on up to third place.
All right.
And first we got Minarum, and then second is BB.
Yo, Ewa Ash, turn on your hotspot on your phone and unplug the Wi-Fi.
I'm about to. I'll just run in there and I'll slam the lid and run back.
All right. There we go. Next question. In the animated series, which year does Terry McGinnis become the second Batman?
Oh, my Lord.
Is it 2039, 2024, 2047, or 2042?
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh, no.
What do we got? What do we got, guys? Who picked what?
2024.
I
didn't
2024.
I said 42. 2042.
I didn't know. 2024.
The correct answer is 2039.
Wow. As soon as I hit the button, I already knew. I'm like, nope, that's way too early.
Either way, though, spots still stay the same. Minarum at first, then BB, Guns, Evil Lash, and CK in last.
Wait, who got it right?
No one.
Oh, okay. No one.
Yeah. Y'all missed it, guys.
Damn.
I didn't want to say it, but BB forced my hand.
Uh-oh.
All right, here we go. Next one. What is the name of the Fire Nation princess and Zuko's sister? Is it Ty Lee, Mai, Katara, or Azula?
Damn it. Damn it.
Damn it.
I knew it. I knew the... God damn it. I knew it was Azula. I picked Mai.
Bro. I picked Mai. Bro.
Why does this game lie to me? It says Azula. Great try. Yeah. It was not a great try. That was terrible.
It's sympathy. It's pity you. It pities you.
I don't want your damn pity. I pity the fool. Just be like, you suck. You missed it.
Yeah. The correct answer is Azula.
Ugh.
Some bull crap.
And the only reason I know that is because I watched the show.
There you go. You watch the show and you know the answer.
At least it was accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right. What is the name of the flying bison Aang rides? Is it Momo, Appa, Mushu, or Roku?
Freaking Minarum, dude.
What the hell was that? What the hell is this?
That's the sound that Appa makes.
What do you guys?
Yep, yep. What y'all pick, guys?
Appa, baby.
Appa.
CK with Trogdor.
I forget Mushu, whatever that is.
Whatever Mulan.
That is women. Mulan.
That's women, dude. Mushu.
Yeah, correct answer is Appa. Good job, guys. Good job.
All right. All right.
Let's go to the points.
Yeah.
Minar, I'm still staying strong in first place with 6,636 points. BB with 4,793. Guns with 3,694, Evil Lash with 947, and CK with 758.
What happened, CK? You were talking mad trash right before. You're like, I'm the trivia king.
That's what I heard.
I'm a man.
Yeah, yep.
I'm a man.
Looks like it's a three-way race.
You've got to ask useless questions. I can answer those. I don't even know any of this.
Jam.
Oh, come on, man. It's all pop culture.
Dude, you got a lot of Dragon Ball right stuff last time.
Oh, dude, so far,
I haven't
most
seen
of
any Dragon Ball yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, rest in peace, Sakura.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
Rest in peace.
All right, moving on.
I'm up. I'm awake.
Double points. Double points. Time to catch up. Which Infinity Stone is housed within Vision's forehead? Is it the Space Stone, Power Stone, Soul Stone, or Mind Stone?
Yeah!
Oh, everybody got it right.
Nice.
Damn,
got it.
Damn, all right. It was, in fact, the Mind Stone.
I'm on fire, baby.
All right.
Ooh, man.
All right, so the last two people get, like, two bonus questions, right?
Don't know that that's how that works.
Work triple the points?
Hey, but look at this. Look at this. Y'all finally broke the three-digit mark. Y'all are four digits.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Next question. What is the name of the city in the Earth Kingdom known for its elaborate underground passages?
Oh, what the fuck is it called?
Is it Ba Sing Se, Kyoshi Island, Omashu, or Ember Island?
Did I do it?
He had to make sure he got it before.
No,
he...
I knew what it was, but yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of getting annoying, isn't it?
No, not at all.
It hasn't been since the first one.
Yes.
Dude, you sound like you have Tourette's, man.
I'm like, you're welcome.
All right.
Maybe I do. Are you making fun of me?
No, all right. Kidding. Who was the one that hit a Kyoshi Island?
Oh, no. Next question.
Okay. We're just not going to answer that. Correct answer is Omashu.
Yeah.
And again, the only reason I knew that, I watched the show.
You watched the show. Thank you, Netflix.
Ooh, hey,
in a row for me.
How'd you take my fire?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fire, baby. I got four in a row. Fire
you know
Lord.
What? It's trying to say he's making a comeback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's back in the game.
All right, guys. which one of the mean girls claims to have ESPN or something? Is it Gretchen, Regina, Karen, or Katie?
That is a wild guess, dude. I don't know. Dude, BB just watched
trash.
Nothing got it wrong.
Oh. I said all Regina.
Right. No one got it right.
I said it's horrible. Katie.
Yeah, baby. Of course it would be Karen. That's messed up.
Yep.
I know. That's racist. So
it is Karen. Yes, it is Karen. And if y'all picked Karen, y'all were all afraid.
Yeah. I don't want to wrap the Karen.
Nobody wanted to get canceled.
Yeah. Jesus. I picked Regina and it was way off.
Yeah, Regina. I love the Regina. Yeah. I just lick it clean. Okay. All right, what?
All right, guys. Well, that's it.
Oh.
Third place is Guns. Second is BB. And first place, who is it? Who is it? It's Narum.
Yes, baby! World champion!
Runner-ups, we got Evil Ash in fourth and CK in fifth. Good job, guys. Go ahead. Just round of applause. Golf clap.
Good game. I almost made five digits. You know,
as I say, we should have a three-way for that.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, for the title. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Come on, BB. Let's show this guy how we do it.
Tower.
All right.
Try and shut.
All right, guys.
Sickos.
Damn, I almost hit new high score. Almost got 10,000 points.
All right, shut up. Nobody cares. You won.
Just Karen.
But since Guns won that, the line, the Irish, what do you think? Does Minarm accept a title match next week or
that's fine.
Upcoming
yeah,
soon?
Let's do it, baby.
Yes.
Let's do it. Head-to-head.
Dude, like I said, this is getting heavy, man.
Heavy.
I almost broke my arm today.
Yeah, gracious champion.
That shoulder getting bruised?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my Lord, baby Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, bro.
Yeah.
Yes, title match. Let's do it, baby.
You better wake up and piss excellence, my friend.
Yes, get the lube ready. Get the lube ready.
Minaj's like, acknowledge me.
Yeah. All right, guys. And with that, I guess we have an informal title match coming up next week, maybe? It will be officially Guns versus Minarum for a title shot.
Yes.
Yeah. Will Guns take exciting. The title or will Minarum protect it? Stay tuned next week for another episode of Super Secret AFK's Super Secret Game Corner. Golf clap.
And with that, gentlemen, we have run out of time. It is now time to close it down. Please visit us at www.thesfiles.com where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We talk trash, we talk anime, we talk games, we talk TV, films, we just have a good time. For the K's, taking back the reins, where can they follow us on social media?
They can follow us on... Whoa, guys, slow down.
That's what I saw.
It's rodeo time. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube if you want the uncut episodes where we say things like,
screw you,
Guns. You can follow us on Patreon.
Damn. Wow. Earmuffs.
Holy
shit. Velocity right there.
Follow us on Patreon for those great clips. If you're on the go, Guns, where can they find us?
They can follow us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, and sweet, sweet Pandora.
Sweet Pandora.
Love me some Pandora.
Love
never it. Said anything bad about Pandora.
Oh my Pandora. God.
Best. Everybody uses Pandora. Everybody.
Spotify spot, man. Spotify who?
Spot of what?
Oh, man.
From the neighborhood, Spotify.
And you can start
winner!
PixieAgentCatDisciples.com. All the big ones.
Welcome
the
back.
Small ones. Yeah. The long ones. The baby ones, the hairy ones, the glizzy ones, the cheesy ones, the wrinkly ones, the micros, the tuna can size ones.
Tuna, baby.
Wow. Ooh. How did you know that was coming next?
The tuna.
It's almost like y'all rehearsed this, guys.
Yeah, baby, we did. When you went to sleep, While we're playing Helldivers, we made sweet, sweet, sweet Pandora.
Wow.
Ooh, oh.
Y'all played Helldivers without me, huh? I don't care about the sweet, sweet Pandora love.
Menard was channeling his inner Barry White on that one. Yeah, yeah. Hell, man, that was great.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of some warm apple pie.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh.
Those tuna so cans, warm. Man. You got to be careful about the tuna cans.
So please leave us a comment or send us some mail, which can be found in the description below.
Oh, for the spirit of St. Patty's Day, doing an Irish accent.
Yeah, I was about to say, you need to do an Irish accent. Mm.
Yeah, yeah, you do.
I
please I have a comment or send us some mail.
Have a comment or leave a comment.
Did I leave a comment? My English not so good. Please leave a comment or send us some mail, or which can all be found in the description below.
You say it to
a You turn it to a pirate, yeah, dude.
Thank you for listening. These buggies were signing out.
Alrighty, guys. We'll see you on the next episode.
This is Menar. I'm signing out.
This is Mr. CK. Then catch y'all later.
I. Evil ass signing out.
Terminator.
We'll catch you on the next one.
I.